Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. President Barack Obama today took advantage of a congressional recess to appoint Dr. Donald Berwick to lead the agency that oversees Medicare and Medicaid. Berwick is a highly respected pediatrician and professor of health policy at Harvard, and he's the founder of the Cambridge-based Institute for Healthcare Improvement. He has been a leading national advocate for improved healthcare and improved healthcare through higher clinical standards and cost control, as he emphasized in a 2008 speech.
We throw out so much in healthcare. We give things that can't help. We duplicate procedures and tests. We lose records. We lose the ideas of the workforce by not inviting them to join an invention. So efficiency is a big word. It means stop wasting stuff. We're very, very wasteful in healthcare.
The recess appointment avoids what could have become highly contentious Senate confirmation hearings. But it's also drawn fire from some key Democrats who worry about the end run the president made around Congress, and Republicans who were preparing to pepper Berwick with questions on his support of, quote, rationing, and the landmark health care reform legislation signed by Obama earlier this year. Well, joining us to talk a little bit more about Dr. Berwick and the challenges he may face as head of Medicare and Medicaid is Dr. Alan Sager. He's professor of health policy and management at the Boston University School of Public Health. Welcome to Radio Boston, Dr. Sager.
Thank you.
So just briefly, how would you describe Dr. Berwick's reputation, not just in health policy circles, but even, say, amongst practitioners or the health insurance industry, for that matter?
He's very smart, very decent, very well respected. That's why groups like the American Hospital Association have endorsed his appointment.
Mm-hmm. And but so he's received a lot of support, many letters written to Congress in the past couple weeks or so in order to get this confirmation through. But on the other hand, as we mentioned, many Republican senators are opposing his nomination because Dr. Berwick has spoken quite glowingly of, for example, the British National Health Service. And therefore, that leads us down the road to this question of rationing health care.
Well, healthcare is rationed everywhere in the world. The British spend about 40% per person as much as we do, and they live about as long and have slightly better infant mortality rates. If we had their system and our money, 2.5 times as much as they spend, it's very possible that we'd be having so much health care that none of us would be walking around with any of the organs we were born with.
Many Republicans actually in the Senate have said that they believe that Dr. Berwick is the most qualified man to lead Medicare and Medicaid. So why is it that you believe they at the same time would have opposed or said they were going to oppose his or put pressure on his nomination for this post?
Well, as you know, over the last 20 years, so many things in Washington have become hyper-politicized. There are many more filibusters per year on many more subjects over the last two decades than we had at virtually any other time in the history of the Republic. And for those who opposed the legislation passed earlier this year that would cover 30 or 35 million more Americans and protect them against the cost of health care. For those who oppose that law, Dr. Berwick could be seen as a kind of voodoo doll into which they could stick pins in hope of discrediting the reform legislation itself.
Mm-hmm. We also should note that just a few days ago, Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas and John Barrasso of Wyoming wrote in the Washington Post that Republicans, quote, have not held up Dr. Berwick's nomination. The majority controls the scheduling of these hearings and has chosen not to do so. That is telling in itself. So a Republican response to the criticism that they were the cause of those hearings, those confirmation hearings being held up. Dr. Sager, just one last question to you. Berwick is taking up the heading of Medicare and Medicaid at a time where Medicaid is going to be hugely expanded in a few years under the health care reform bill. So what particular challenges do you think he's going to have to face, and how do you think he's going to be able to manage them?
There are enormous numbers of provisions to expand Medicaid, to have the new insurance pools up and running, to improve insurance policies, and also to manage the savings on the Medicare side to help pay for the law. Fortunately, Dr. Berwick knows healthcare inside and out. He has, on the other side, less management experience. Mm. And so the challenge will be to ramp up, get up to speed very quickly on that side, and to try to find ways to squeeze out some of the waste that Dr. Berwick's very well aware of and use some of the savings.
Well, that's Dr. Alan Sager. He's professor of health policy and management at the Boston University School of Public Health. Dr. Sager, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow at 3 for more Radio Boston.